The Pentagon revealed Monday, December 30th, that it's releasing one of the longest-held prisoners at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Rita bin Saleh al-Yazidi of Tunisia sat in the prison for more than 20 years without ever being charged with a crime. The Biden administration said al-Yazidi, who's now 59 years old, was eligible to transfer after a review process. He had been at Guantanamo since the day former President George W. Bush opened the prison camp in 2002 and was accused of being a member of al-Qaeda, but never charged. According to Human Rights First, he had been eligible for transfer since 2007 by former Presidents Bush and Barack Obama. However, a deal was never reached. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin told Congress he supported al-Yazidi's repatriation to Tunisia earlier this year. The Biden administration has faced growing pressure to clear the camp of remaining men who haven't been charged before President-elect Donald Trump takes over next month. The Defense Department says that 14 of the remaining 26 detainees at Guantanamo are eligible for transfer. Al-Yazidi is the fourth detainee in 2 weeks to be released from the prison.